Charlie Kirk Holmes State GOP lawmakers introduce resolution condemning assassination, honoring legacy. By Catherine Hamilton on September 12, 2025. Several Republican congressional leaders representing Charlie Kirk's home state of Illinois introduced a resolution on Thursday condemning in the strongest possible terms his September 10, 2025 assassination and honoring his legacy. Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, 31, was shot and killed on Wednesday at the first stop of his American comeback tour at Utah Valley University. The conservative firebrand and devout follower of Jesus Christ is survived by his wife Erica and his two young children. The suspect in Kirk's assassination has since been arrested and identified as 22-year-old Tyler Robinson. Charlie Kirk was more than a conservative trailblazer. He was a devoted husband, a loving father, and a martyr for conservatism and Christianity, said Representative Mary Miller, Ariel, who introduced the resolution along with Representative Mike Bost, Ariel, and Darren LaHood, Ariel. As a proud Illinois native, his courage inspired millions to stand boldly for their faith, to love America, and defend freedom, she said of Kirk, who was born in Arlington Heights in 1993, a suburb of Chicago. As we honor his legacy with this congressional resolution, we lift Erica and their children in prayer and recommit ourselves to advancing the values he boldly championed. Bost said Kirk's murder is a tragic reminder of just how far our nation has spiraled from the days of political discourse to the depths of political violence. Charlie was a native son of Illinois whose faith, love of family, and commitment to thoughtfully engaging young people in the political process will leave a lasting mark, Bost said. I'm humbled to join my Illinois Republican colleagues in introducing a House resolution honoring Charlie's life and legacy. My prayers go out to his wife, Erica, their two young children, and all who were impacted by this horrific attack. LaHood called Kirk's assassination a despicable act of political violence. He was a husband and father who did not deserve to die simply because of his political beliefs. Charlie dedicated his life to advocating for free speech, engaging in civil discourse, and investing in the next generation of Americans, LaHood said. I was proud to join my colleagues in the Illinois delegation to introduce a resolution honoring his legacy and commitment to the bettering of America. My prayers remain with Charlie's family and loved ones in light of this tragedy. The resolution heralds Charlie Kirk as a faithful servant of Jesus Christ, a devoted husband and loving father, a soldier for the truth, a true patriot who believed in the American dream, and a tireless advocate for the right to life, strong families, and the importance of marriage. The resolution praises Kirk for his relentless work ethic, the fact that he was largely self-educated, and his creation of Turning Point USA at the young age of 18, which became the single most impactful political organization in America for young conservatives. The resolution reads, "Whereas this moment must be a turning point for the nation and be proof that Charlie Kirk did not die in vain, now, therefore, be it resolved, that the House of Representatives, 1. Condemns in the strongest possible terms the September 10, 2025 assassination of Charlie Kirk. 2. Applauds the quick response and dedicated service of the first responders and hospital medical team who cared for Charlie Kirk. 3. Expresses sorrow and heartfelt condolences to the Kirk family. And 4. Reaffirms its commitment to protecting the rights of all Americans to assemble peacefully and to express their political views without fear of violence." Kirk's body was transported back to Phoenix, Arizona, on Air Force Two, with Vice President J.D. Vance leading the military honor guard escorting Kirk's casket. President Donald Trump announced on Thursday that he will honor Kirk posthumously with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. "Before we begin, let me express the horror and grief so many Americans at the heinous assassination of Charlie Kirk have felt," Trump said on Thursday, calling Kirk a giant of his generation, a champion of liberty and an inspiration to millions and millions of people. "Our prayers are with his wonderful wife, Erica, and his beautiful children, fantastic people they are. We miss him greatly, yet I have no doubt that Charlie's voice and the courage he put into the hearts of countless people, especially young people, will live on," he said. "I'm pleased to announce that I will soon be awarding Charlie Kirk posthumously the Presidential Medal of Freedom. The date of the ceremony will be announced. And I can only guarantee you one thing, that we will have a very big crowd, very, very big," Trump added.